Uh-oh, here we go. There's the announcement from Mr. Roberts.
What's that?
It's time for the Royal Rumble match.
Okay.
So what are they saying? 90 seconds or 2 minutes? Are we on, by the way?
I'm recording, and we can go at any point.
Okay. This is Jason Block here with Shane Beeman, Josh Henniger, Ethan Muslin, Jim Williams, and VRM. We are live blogging, or at least live commenting, the Royal Rumble match. Pay-per-view was
people are.
Some people are. At this moment, Jim, what have we had so far?
Well, it's been an interesting pay-per-view so far. A little bit of everything. We have new tag team champions, for the love of all, Pete, that is wonderful. The New Age Outlaws beating up the Brothers Road, setting up something that we've talked about in on the proper podcast that may
Billy
be happening.
Bitch cakes. Billy Bitch Cakes. Billy Bitch Cakes.
Yes, that too. And tacos. Why tacos? Why not? That's what I say. So there's that.
So what are the, by the way, are they saying 90 seconds or 2 minutes?
I am not 100% sure, and oh, my cable company went on the fritz. Anyway,
I would guess
really
90
pay
seconds.
Attention to the time intervals. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Broadcast journalist here.
Because if they did 2 minutes, that would be a minimum of an hour or 56 minutes, and that would be insanity.
That would be...
Because that would push him to 10:50, 11 o'clock before he would finish.
So Punk's coming down to the ring as we speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
As he is best pony. I mean, number one.
And he's wearing the Gracie jacket, from what I'm told.
I'm sure yep. Eve appreciates the patronage here. We're about to find out momentarily who is number two. Judging by some of the stuff we saw on the pre-show, my pick might be it. Because Sandow looked ticked off at the number he got.
Mm-hmm. I am hoping we hear Handel in the next bit.
Or he will get
there's
number
one shield.
14 and we'll all laugh.
It's at least a Shield member.
Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins.
Or is it Dean Ambrose?
Well, there goes that pick. It is a Shield member. We're about
it
to
find. It is Rollins.
Ooh! Hello!
Congratulations to Chris Waters. You got a point.
Whoa!
Point!
Points!
Singular.
Which means, at this point. Here's a rolling tally of your points.
Point.
Chris, Tyler... Wait a minute, let me get some numbers up here real fast, because I don't want to mess
that,
this up.
For those of you following along with the pony ruffle...
Oh, for the love of God!
No!
Stop the pain! Stop the pain!
Okay.
At each chance, ROH. Yes, Tyler Black, CM Punk, yes.
The points right now are Chris, Tyler, DJ, and Shane. All 3 points. Josh, myself, of course, what a surprise. Carl, Jim, Brian, Forth, Jason, Ethan, Verm all have 2.
I'm glad that Verm's...
Nikki has 1.
Wah, wah.
Sad trombone.
Okay, so how...
As someone once put it...
As to what's going on?
Well, we're getting there. I'm a broadcast journalist right now.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Josh. My
apologies. All right. I've already done everything I needed to.
So we got Punk doing his thing, swinging and kicking and vintage Punk and all. Hate to see that.
Watch as number 3 is Ambrose, number 4 is Reigns.
Oh,
they kick out
your spot here.
And then sayonara, bye-bye.
Hey, when the clock comes up, we'll tell who the heck is ahead of who here.
Okay.
Meanwhile, that's just me guessing.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't put it past him. I'm watching this on mute. Good for me. Uh-oh. Punk signaling a go to sleep.
Early?
Ready?
No, that's not
10 seconds.
I hate you, Verm. You've got 2 seconds ahead of me here. Who is number 3?
3, Verm.
Damien Sandow.
Damn it, close, but point.
God, I didn't have a point.
D damn it!
Close! That close, Jim!
Yeah,
close.
You and Ethan would have had points.
God damn you!
By the way, who just came in with the Pony Brigade?
Oh, for the...
Wow.
A
okay.
Cheese sandwich haunt you in your nightmares.
Alright. Oh, boy.
Shove little girls.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's true.
I was going to torment Jim with it, but I guess it's already too late for that.
Oh, you damn right. But recapping some of the other things from the pay-per-view, Daniel Bryan, Bray Wyatt, incredible matchup, arguably match of the year. I mean, you know, if Daniel Bryan was, you know...
Over, like, you know, like, please.
Well, no, I mean, if Daniel Bryan was just going to be told he's going to take it easy, no. Man, he took more abuse in that match than I've seen him take in a long time.
I haven't seen a lot of the pay-per-view because I've been involved in a pretty long
You're in the Pony RPG Rumble, session. Just say it.
No, I was legitimately doing a RPG session. Here comes number four.
Clock ticks down here. All three in the ring. They're double-teaming primarily on Punk, and who is...
Cody!
Ooh, okay.
Roll for damage.
They're all smoking mirrors! And there goes Cody Rhodes! Best thing John Cena has ever done in his career.
Hey, continuity! Continuity in the ring right now. Cody going after Damian.
Silence! No.
Oh, yeah, you know what? There is Crossroads!
Boom! Vintage Crossroads!
By the way, like the Crossroads out of the, whatever that move was, the pump handle.
When in doubt, just say, what a maneuver.
What a maneuver!
Oh, what a maneuver! Unbelievable! Anyway.
Damien Sandow is possibly the first one.
Damien Sandow is out!
Oh, what? Oh, boy!
I'll throw a bone here. Which pony is Cody?
Cody is Daring Do.
So, oh, by the way, which pony got eliminated in the first Jesus. Of them?
The great and powerful Trixie.
Well, that whore deserved it. You're a whore!
Oh, jeez.
And he speaks the truth!
Yeah, right.
Number five.
And it is...
What?
Wait a minute. Huh? Could it be...
Kane stripping the suit!
Oh, man boobies! Man boobies, no!
Is it
no Kane? Way!
It is Kane!
It's Corporate Kane!
It's Kane?
That's yep. gonna be... That's gonna be Kane!
God damn it!
I'm gonna get my hair cut like him tomorrow, so that'll be nice.
Oh, Kane, Rhodes got off, Kane. Holy crap.
So is he wrestling in suit pants?
He is wrestling in suit
yes.
pants and loafers.
And he's going right for Punk.
Gee, what
well,
a
duh.
Surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Yankum DDS has returned.
No!
Oh, my.
But imagining Kane in the suit pants and loafers wrestling just makes me want to scream, doofus.
That, and he's like, you know, as a libertarian, you got to appreciate it. Come on.
And there he goes!
Whoa! What?
A big boot by Punk, and then he gets thrown over. Kane is gone.
Ooh! Uh-oh!
Whoa. Now, which pony was Kane?
Oh, jeez! Jeez.
Red the background pony Cherry Jubilee.
Well,
okay.
How,
number six.
How poetic is that, huh?
Speaking of number six, can we tell the IWC that John Cena has a new move in his arsenal called the AKO?
We got
Alexander Rusev.
What?
Alexander Rusev is in the Rumble.
Ooh, holy that's shit! That's a big bring up. That is a big bring-up from NXT.
Huge.
Welcome to your call-up, boy.
Let's see you Bull Dallas this one.
Welcome to a pay-per-view check.
Boom, and he's going right after Rollins.
And Rollins skins the cat.
Oh!
Look at that big...
Big!
That is athletic.
That is
brilliant. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm behind everybody.
That's all mine.
Cody also skins the cat.
He's a rookie. He doesn't know any better.
That was a super kick that even Shawn Michaels would love.
Indeed. And he's putting Punk in his place, or trying to at least.
So now was Lana with him?
Nope.
Or not?
No.
He just soloed down the aisle, and he has left everybody in their wake on the canvas.
Not outside.
No, just on the canvas. Hence,
that
I said the canvas.
That would be hilarious if it was outside.
Oh, that was a vicious fuck. Oh, that looked like it actually hurt Punk. Ouch.
And by the way, if you're scoring at home, it's a heck of a lot less than 90 seconds even between some of these.
Mm.
And I will actually be happy to
we
say
we have
that
a real American, and it is Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger.
Weed the people. Wait a minute, we got a sign here.
And Nikki is
every 90 seconds. Oh, good lord! Every 90 seconds, what? Another illegal sneaks across the border. A sign held by Jack Swagger.
Okay. By the way, Brad Maddox tweets, "Thanks a lot, Kane. The authority was not done justice tonight. I'll go in next year and make up for it."
Right.
Which means he'll beat the warlord.
Nikki is currently throwing cans at her television because number 7 just happened to be Rainbow Dash.
Oh, that explains how she streaks through the... Wait a minute.
There's going to be hell to pay, and you're going to feel it, Jim.
I am.
Oh, I know.
That's why this is never going to air. Good thing I'm not recording. Oh, wait, I am. Shit.
You are too late.
Oh, that was...
Yeah, I had
that
a,
was ill.
By the way, to recap everyone else so far...
Punk's still in.
Number 1. He's already taken out two... He's taking two people out right now. Punk representing Raindrops, random background pony.
Oh, good lord. Okay.
Seth Rollins has Derpy.
Wow, that's I'm down with that.
Here comes number 8.
They're standing.
Kofi!
Oh, okay.
Oh, let's see. Well, how does he avoid elimination this year? Anybody want to place a bet?
I could say it, but I think we'd be bleeped.
Does it involve using a woman's breasts?
No, when he uses his third leg.
Oh, shit!
Oh!
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Let me clear my throat.
Yeah.
He's trying to get
Kofi's
Punk
going
out.
After Punk.
Well, they're playing for themselves.
Are they trying to redo sort of the 92 Rumble? Is that everyone's going after Punk?
Oh, I love Ric Flair, exactly. So should I be Bobby Heenan concerned here?
Yeah. Could be. I don't know.
Anyway, back to
the damn pony rumble you're so obsessed with.
Well, how many are in the ring?
We've got Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, we've got Rollins, the pot smoker, Rusev, and Kofi.
And Rollins is... Oh, he was almost out. Swagger almost took him out, and now Rollins trying to get Swagger.
Well, it's just like with the when Swagger was trying to undo the hook for the briefcase. It took too long, so he couldn't get the job done.
And here comes number 9.
Number 9. Who we got?
Oos!
Oh!
Jimmy Uso, to be exact.
Okay. And he's going after Punk, right?
No, he's going after Rollins.
With a... Oh, jeez. Little Nelson drop.
He's going after everyone.
So Mowens is crazy.
So Well, the only real surprise is Rusev right now.
Sign of the night. Go Jey Uso, in parentheses. Or is that Jimmy Uso?
Oh, God.
actually, that's the second best sign of the night. The first one is the one front and center, prominently featured during the Brock Lesnar match, Omaha.
Yeah. Oh, Omaha!
Chair shot. Omaha! Chair shot. Omaha! Chair shot.
Really?
Let go!
That chant? That really happened?
It wasn't a chant. It was just the sign.
Uh-huh.
By the way, talking about recapping the night, Brock Lesnar obliterated the Big Show.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Let's just say he broke about 4 chairs in the process of doing it. I mean, literally broke the top off a chair.
Oh!
Brock smash. Brock angry.
Still waiting for another elimination. Set, we're about to hit number 10.
I love it. Everybody's standing. You never know what's going to happen in the Rumble.
And Cody's got some help.
Goldust?
Does he?
Goldust.
Remember, they did lose the titles. Maybe this, you know, sets up the potential feud.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You never know.
No, like I said.
And he's after Rollins.
Everybody's making Rollins their Billy Bitch Cakes right now.
No, well, I don't see him. Punk is just hanging. Or
well,
is
now
he...
Punk is just, you know, he's just resting in the corner, or trying to lick his wounds in the corner.
No, he's getting choked out by Jimmy Uso.
And by the way, for those scoring at home, the Wyatts are the winners of the pay-per-view so far. Not just
yes.
Wyatt beating Daniel Bryan, but also causing the interference necessary for Randall Keith Orton to retain his title in the World Heavyweight WWF World Heavyweight Championship matchup.
Oh.
A matchup
and
that's all... Yes.
They've got 4 men working on Rusev. We've got Rollins, Kofi...
Vince Rusev.
Cody and Punk, and there's Rusev.
Gone?
Rusev is gone. Gone. Thanks for coming.
Well, at least, you know.
At least he made a good debut.
Yes, he did.
And Punk. Oh, Rusev. Here it is. Rusev caught Kofi, and he's put Kofi on the barricade.
Oh, my goodness. Here it comes.
Oh, here it is. Kofi.
He is thrusting.
Come on.
Kofi on the barricade, and that does not look right.
But it's not. Well, that's actually continuity from NXT. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. Okay.
Kofi sits up on the barricade. Oh, now what?
He's now standing up on the barricade.
Oh, no way. Even though I
there
know what's coming.
He is balancing, balancing.
No. He's not.
Spider-Man is on the move.
Kofi's gonna fly, and he makes it.
Oh, jeez!
What did he do?
Barricade to the apron. He flew across the barricade to the apron. Oh my goodness!
I knew they were gonna say this, but what happens if some little kid tripped Kofi up then, and both his feet touch the floor? The referees ignore it.
Number 11.
Well, Kofi will be eliminated in 5 seconds.
Is our second Shield member, Dean Ambrose.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. And he goes right after Kofi saying, God damn you, you already made that little jump. You made that little jump, now you're going to get jumped.
Got another group going after Jack Swagger. I see at least the Rhodes brothers and Kofi. Cody's got pulled off by... Rollins Swagger's hanging on, and he's back in.
Kofi's upside down, but he's back underneath the bottom rope.
Oh, someone just skinned the cat. That's
replay of it. He literally leapt from the barricade and easily cleared it, hitting the apron. Unbelievable. Yet I believe it. I want to see the Capayame version of this.
Tweets about that. Give Kofi a bonus, Hurricane says.
More like give him the frickin' title shot he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the United States title. Dean Ambrose
give
ain't doing anything with it.
Push.
Looks like Swagger's looking. Looks like Swagger's losing some tape from his boot as we're getting ready for number 12.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's bad.
Who's going to be the Dirty Dozen in this year's Rumble? Kurt Hawkins sign? What the hell?
Ziggles!
Hey!
He is so damn sick. He's so sick. Wait a minute.
Not number 12!
Wait a minute. Are you sure that's not Billy Gunn? Oh, wait. He is thinner. So, yeah. Anyway.
And a missile dropkick right to Ambrose to start things off.
Oh, yeah. He's going after the Shield. Now he's going after, yeah.
Ziggler with a huge chant going right now.
Well, because, well, Pittsburgh knows this man's been held down. Three, four.
And he's been out with two concussions, but...
I'm not mistaken, we've got nine people in the ring right now. Nine or ten.
Ziggler's on the apron. We are at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Punk has been in there, still in there, trying to help eliminate Kofi. No.
Because the only people that have been eliminated so far have been Rusev, Kane, and Sandow.
Correct.
Okay. Just to let you know, Kane was eliminated by Punk, Rusev was eliminated by a bunch of people, and Sandow was eliminated by whom?
Punk. So Punk's got a hand in all three eliminations so far.
Do they score that half a sack, I wonder?
Anyway. Could be.
By the way, if you're scoring at home...
Unlucky 13.
This would be Fleetfoot. Yes, I got the list up. Sue me. I quit.
Send me that. Jim, send me that list.
It's our truth. It's, oh, dear Lord. That's wrong on so many levels.
And...
So we are into number 13 right now, and no legends have been brought out.
Oh, give it time.
Especially with the next number, because the next number is usually death in the WWE.
And Truth is gone. I could not tell if that was...
Yeah, Truth went flying into spine first into the front of the Spanish announce table. Ricardo Rodriguez was unharmed.
Oof, see.
I believe that was by Ambrose. And Rollins has taken care of Jimmy Uso.
Oh, there you go. We got a flying Uso, Michael. Need more JBL in this world. Oh! Kofi on the edge. He's trying to be kicked by... Whoa, look at this. He's doing a Matrix move, Kofi, now.
Oh, boy.
Holy crap, he's holding on by his boots on the bottom rope.
Oh!
And now he's pulled off the bonus swagger.
Now, would this qualify...
What the hell?
Would this qualify as Kofi doing another crazy spot?
It's Kofi being Kofi.
And Kofi is back in.
Remember, it's both feet. Who cares about hands?
Is that correct?
Should be.
That's two spots, yes.
Number 14.
Okay, that means...
Oh! I just heard a D-tear.
Oh, what? No, it's Kevin Nash.
What? Oh, dear, his career's dead.
Somewhere Matt Stryker's saying, holy sh...
Yeah,
shit!
He's got the diesel attire, only Nashify.
Okay.
Is he coming out with NWO music? I can't hear.
I'm not listening to the audio, so I can't tell you.
Swagger.
Swagger, thanks for coming.
Who? By who?
With one boot on. The Shield is huddled. The two members of the Shield are huddling. And Nash wants them both.
NWO theme, yes.
And Nash is throwing blind rights that are not even close to hitting them in the face. Nice job, Kevin.
Stay classy, Nash.
Well, yeah. To be fair, the Just for Men gel is seeping into his brain.
After all, he's what? Swiggity
swash. I hope Punk eliminates him in an IWC sort of fuck you.
Yeah. Up Ziggler holding on.
And a continuity. Yes. Fuck you.
So we're almost, what is he, 13 or 14?
He was 14.
So we are going to be now.
He was Aloe.
I do remember someone playing.
Aloe. I thought that would be a Randy Orton reference, but never mind.
Baby oil!
No! Number 15, 14.
We are halfway through. And it is Roman Reigns.
The Shield is here.
The Shield might be here, and Rarity, you've got a good chance.
Oh, God.
Top five.
Pony Rumble. I swear my... What the f...
So Nash right now. Oh boy. Okay.
Oh, Nash and Reigns. Here we go.
Oh my goodness.
Finger poke a doom.
Beep. Hug. No.
Kofi's not surviving that one. Oh, that might have been a bad fall.
Oh, what happened?
Did you see the way he landed on his knee?
Knee first.
Taka Michinoku'd.
Knee first.
Ow.
And Ziggler with the typical vintage Ziggler DDT on somebody.
And a spear to Ziggler.
Ouch. Spear.
And there goes Ziggler by Reigns.
And the burial of Dolph Ziggler continues.
Uh-huh. Boo by the crowd, I'm guessing.
And Kevin Nash out by Reigns.
Ooh, nice!
Thank the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Cody Rhodes trying to make himself famous.
Reigns going to win it this year.
Uh-oh.
Goldust trying to help. Oh.
But at least Nash didn't get in there for much.
We're up to number 16.
The Great Khali.
Oh boy.
Khali Cinnabon. Cinnabon.
What
you
the?
Mean you mean 2 7-foot guys who can't move her in the ring? Oh wait.
Oh god.
The irony.
Oh, Nash is
cartoon Cinnabon.
Cadence. The irony, folks. Cadence.
Well, that's it. Nash is gone, so.
That was quick.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. And now here's the Great Khali.
Khali Chop.
Oh, we're going to say Khali Spear.
Khali Ma.
Khali needs to get blown out.
That's okay. He's got the. Oh, wait, no. Tyson Kidd isn't.
And a Superman punch has taken out Khali.
Over the rope?
No,
not yet. Now he has. Roman Reigns
has taken out 2 7-foot giants.
I'm convinced that Great Khali doesn't have a spine. Because he just flopped like a jellyfish as he went over the rope.
Oh.
Reigns is now up to 4 eliminations.
So damn. Who's left? Rollins?
And I think Gold just took out Cody!
Oh,
yep. See? What did I tell you? What the hell did I tell you, people?
It starts.
And Goldust is gone as well.
By who?
By Reigns.
He's got 5, so who's left? Reigns?
It's The Shield, and it's Reigns. Punk.
That's it?
Oh.
Pretty much.
The one where Goldust...
Damn it.
What?
Yep.
You're about 13 spots too early,
yay,
fella.
Shamus.
But
it's a shame to be so palely white. Don't go out into the light.
Because of that, correct point. Wild card points go to myself and Chris.
Why?
For your boobs.
Because we both had fella in the Rumble.
I'm a short of getting last place now.
No, you're not. Nikki's still there.
Give her time. Oh wait, because we agree on who we. Yeah, that's right. Never mind. Be nice to have the hostess in. Well, never mind. It's clobbering time!
How does he look, by the way?
Well, he looks white.
Besides white.
He looks good. He hasn't lost a step.
He looks a little thinner, maybe, but.
So much for a new
and a
look,
pro
though.
Kick! Boink. To Reigns, the Shield is down, fella!
Fella!
Down or out?
Down!
Down on the
hello,
mat.
Gentlemen.
Okay.
My pantalones es muy grande, Brian.
Okay.
Pantalones donde?
Oh, okay.
It raises its dead weight.
All right, so let's get a little Rumble recap for Brian right now.
All right.
Well,
and we'll give me a chance to get everybody in order.
Well, we'll do that after this next one.
Is awesome.
Let's just go to sleep then. Go ahead.
Okay, go for it. Roman Reigns has the most eliminations with what? 5?
4.
4. Punk has been at number 1. Rollins is number 2.
You're right. 5. You're right. 5.
Okay. The 2 surprises so far: Alexander Rusev from NXT, actually 3 surprises. Kevin Nash and the returning Sheamus from injury.
Mm-hmm. How's Sheamus looking,
and the returning Dolph Ziggler from injury.
And the returning, yes, right, returning Dolph Ziggler from injury. I think the big story is that Punk is still hanging in there.
Yep, number one. Yeah. He's still
and in. Rollins.
Yeah, he's my pick to win the thing.
Oh, Punk?
Yeah.
Even though Brian, well, okay.
Okay, as much as I hate to say it and people are going to get angry at me for it, but no. I think I know who number 30 is.
Yeah, I know. It's Big Dave.
No. Unfortunately, no.
Once in a...
Bow down to the king.
Oh, really? No.
That would be straight up evil.
Sheamus is
crotching the top rope.
That would be essentially the internet will explode. But, and you'll have a ton of pissed off
19.
People.
That could be like the scene of moments.
Oh, da-da.
It's Mrs. Fandango!
Yeah, who supposedly is going to be...
He just spun her off like a fucking whirling dervish.
Oh, shit. I know it's time out for the...
Oh, God.
Ed, oh. Wait a minute, Ed. Nope, skin the cat. Miz and Fandango basically fighting over at the... on the ropes.
Oh, wow.
Here comes Sheamus, and I can't tell if that Ambrose or Rollins.
That's Ambrose.
Yeah.
We're all patting each other's butts. That's not healthy.
Oh, boy. Well, okay, so what do we got left? We probably have... So how many are left? 10?
10 more.
10?
No, 11.
11.
That was number...
Octavia.
Well, we're probably going to have another Uso. We're going to have Cesaro. That's two. Right? Who else? Del Rio, Batista. That's four.
So there's four. Seven more to go.
Imagine one more legend.
The primetime players?
Me.
Maybe one of them. Me. Maybe well, Titus.
That's six.
Seven, if you count another legend.
I would love to see Jake in there.
You and me both. Who's going to be coming up next?
Ole!
El Torito?
If it's Torito, I'm losing. Oh, my God.
What?
Well, no.
It's El Torito.
El Torito.
Oh, my God. Fear the bull.
God's sakes.
Are you fucking serious?
Fear the bull, people. Fear
and
the bull.
And there's a Hurricane Rana to Seth Rollins.
Oh, son of...
El Torito? El
if
Torito?
If he eliminates CM Punk, I'm rage-quitting life.
El Torito. El Torito's more over than the other two. Why not?
Yeah. He's looking at Punk, and Punk's just like, seriously?
Ambrose is like, who the fuck is you?
CM Punk is
Torito
seriously not
Punk.
Impressed.
And Punk's holding it back
in the
hand. And
is being palmed by Punk like a basketball.
And Punk, I hope, just takes him over.
Oh! And Punk just got Hurricane Rodded!
What?!
Whoa! Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, and Fandango just almost de-headed El Torito.
Oh my God, we almost lost the head.
And Punk just...
Oh, can I get a Sheamus brogue kick to El Torito, please? Please, please.
Through the middle rope.
And there's one for Fandango, and he's... Oh! He's alright. He's alright for now. He's alright.
Another Hooter and Kundarana!
Oh, springboard! Dropkick, and Fandango is down!
Fear the bull!
Out.
Fear the foul bull!
Holy shit!
I'm sorry, but what Fandango just did look like child abuse. Like
child abuse.
And Reigns has Torito.
Torito's a dick.
And right on top of... right on top of Fandango, he's gone.
Fandango's gone! El Torito would have known Fandango! What the hell?
Fear
no,
the bull.
Surely.
Fear the bull.
Spear him, right? Spear him.
What the shield? It's CM Punk, it's Fella, it's Miz, and now who?
Cesaro. Yep, Cesaro.
Damn it, I'm fucking for colder.
Ricola!
You could time yourself with a stolen watch.
They underlined.
Damn it, I'm hoping Calder was having a Deport Beaver sign. Damn it.
Well, here comes a nice big Cesaro spin.
Oh, here we go.
On who?
The Miz.
Miz, and Miz got a drop kick mid-swing. And now one for Punk. Oh, never mind. Rollins interrupted that. Ooh, little meeting of the mind for Ambrose and Rollins. And now Rollins going for a swing.
Wheel of Torture!
Wheel of Cesaro, yes.
Oh, 11! 12!
I think this feels rigged!
15!
16! Oh, my lord!
18!
Just rolling through the past out in air!
You spin me so round, baby. Right round.
5!
This is gonna stop!
26 and a half!
I wish I could see this. This sounds hilarious.
Unbelievable.
Quiet. Holy crap! Luke Harper!
What? I step away for a Luke moment. Harper. What the hell happens?
Well, we had the epic Cesaro swing. I want to see this guy get swung. Ah!
Well,
God!
Is
Punk still in it?
Yes, he is. But my God, Cesaro got the ever-loving crap speared out of him.
Sheamus has one member of the Shield up. And up, Ambrose and Sheamus on the apron, both back in.
So, what do we think of the Royal Rumble so far, guys? It's average, all right.
Better than Cena.
We got two COVID spots.
And again, my test, anything's better than Cena.
Supposedly Jericho is going to be there, but you never know.
I'm still pulling for Papa Shango.
Oh, come
on. Well, I think everyone's and, IWC marks are all still there going, in the next 9, I hope to see Sting. I'm sorry, guys. But
based on a blogger.
Yeah.
Word on the street is they've agreed to the
deal. 5.
Number 23.
And here's it going to be. Ooh.
Jay.
Or is it Jimmy?
Jey Uso.
Oh, wait. Jey Uso, number 23. By the way, 23 if you're scoring at home is Cloud Chaser. Now.
So we've got 7 spots left, right?
Yeah, Sunset, Shimmer, yeah. Lyra. Oh, I'm so sorry. Damn it, you've got me doing
one
this.
Wyatt.
One Uso.
We've got one Wyatt. No, we got both Usos now.
One Wyatt, one Batista.
Oh, you're counting the ones left. Okay.
2 primetime players.
That's 4.
Oh, what a kick!
Del Rio, that's 5.
That leaves 2 spots.
Please, one of them be Daniel Bryan.
Maybe 2. Los Matadores?
No.
Fear the Bull. They're all fighting with each other right now. That's kind of obvious. Nobody really with an upper hand on anyone at this point.
Cesaro.
Oh, Cesaro knocked down.
Oh!
Big boot. I think I've finally synced everything up with Verm. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. No, I'm sorry. Oh my goodness, look at this!
Jibbles!
Who?
J.B.L.
What?
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 No wonder.
You are kidding me, aren't you?
I am kidding you not. Clem Layfield sign, oh boy.
And he's going in his suit.
Well, he's wearing jeans, but oh well.
What? Are you shitting me?
Oh, Michael, here we go, baby! And he gets number 24. He is Sunset Shimmer, baby.
JBL has come out of retirement. Oh, God.
And he's about to get his ass handed to him.
He's not even, uh-oh, Ambrose is...
And now Michael Cole's being told here, hold my jacket, Michael. Got the jacket, and now JBL is tossed.
God, he goes. Bye, Roman Reigns.
Thanks for coming.
There's five.
See you, bye.
Okay, that was dumb. That upsets me.
There's your comedic spot, and now JBL goes back on headset.
I can totally,
why does
I can
it
totally
upset
understand
you?
Why you'd be upset about that, because that leaves a spot out for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't Warlord or Santino level.
I'm sorry, I would have preferred Warrior get that
if
spot.
If Waller's next, I'm leaving. Just saying. Just saying.
ain't happening.
He wants to wrestle.
It happened once.
If I say Michael Cole in a Rumble again...
Our second Wyatt.
Yes.
So Eric Rowan. Reverse Sheamus.
The sheeple. Yes.
Please let Reverse Sheamus and Sheamus normal face off against each other.
I see what you did there.
Set that face off. The Battle of the Gingers.
That's a face that scares small animals.
By the way, Roman Reigns now up to 7 eliminations.
Oh, God.
Damn.
He could
break
his
tape. Is up.
Rowan's got him. Miz.
And nope, he skids it again.
Never mind.
Oh, and Harper.
Thank you, Miz. Go back to being Justin Henry's personal whipping boy. Which I enjoy in the meme event on WrestleCraft.
We're over halfway done now.
Well, in terms of people in the ring combined with those left, I see what you're saying.
No, I mean, it's kind of, yeah, people eliminated by that's number 16.
I'm sorry. All I know is the next 5 people better shock the hell out of me.
Well, no, you've got only one technical shock. You've got Del Rio, Batista.
Oh, big boot down goes Uso and out.
Okay. Well, the only two guarantees we have.
The dark
the only two guarantees
on.
We have
oh,
are Batista
look at this.
And Del Rio.
It's Wyatt and Harper.
Yeah. Okay, you're right.
Who's it going to be?
We've got 3, isn't it? Because it's like.
Feed me more.
Right, right.
Which means take out the prime time players
Rowan
now.
Was it Rowan or Harper who
just
got
they're just beating the crap out of each other right now. Oh, Cesaro's getting the business.
Oh, there we go. We just had a bit of a hype up for WrestleMania. The Shield versus the Wyatts.
I'm going to call that Rowan for now on the...
Ryback's trying to eliminate 2. He can't do it.
Yeah.
I wish he would still say yip, 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 what a do just once, but it won't happen.
Because Ryback's a douche. Okay, that's why.
Cesaro's
like, hi, fella. And there, uppercut there.
From Cesaro?
Yeah, well, now everybody's uppercutting and punching the crap out. Well, now, yeah, Cesaro with the uppercuts like crazy.
Yeah,
there's
a little bit of a triple threat between Ryback, Sheamus, and Cesaro.
Three-way dance! ECW! Where the hell did they used to have the events at Pittsburgh anyway? That Golden Dome, whatever?
The Igloo.
No, it wasn't the Igloo. It was some... Come on, ECW couldn't afford the Igloo.
They couldn't afford an igloo.
Yes.
And here it comes.
27.
Magic number 27.
Batista.
Please, no. Un perro.
Alberto Del Rio. I cannot roll my R's.
Excuse me.
Un peligroso.
How was that?
Padres un perros.
Don't you stop looking for one of those?
Running into
I just like when he calls people.
Running into Gurry to Cesaro.
Punk's still in this thing to the shock of no one. As we're getting down to the nitty gritty here with 3 more entrants to come. Cesaro's just looking around for somebody to spin. Spin the wheel, make the deal, I guess. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah. Ryback pairing off with Del Rio. Oh, man. Oh, here we go!
What?
Catapult Ambrose! Cesaro catapulted Ambrose.
Speedball Reigns,
but not out of the ring. Very close. And now Harper, is that Rowan or Harper? I get them confused.
That's Rowan Harper.
Well said.
Yeah.
Both Rowan and Harper right now.
Who's going to be number 28? Who matches up with Flitter?
Okay. Now, notice how Jim is the one that's saying it now.
Don't forget to spare you all. Batista's down! Batista's down!
Is it Batista?
It's Dave!
Yeah.
I told you, number 30 will be the game.
Does he have sneakers on?
Yeah, I guess he does.
Just low-cut boots.
Can't tell, but he thinks he's MMA, so whatever.
I mean, is he wearing MMA shorts, or is he wearing...
He's wearing tights.
He's got trunks, but I can't tell if he's got boots or sneakers on.
How you doing there,
and there's
Dave?
One elimination. How you doing, Dave? Thank you for the Adderley reference. Appreciate
that's,
it.
That's Rowan.
Rowan's gone. And now look at this. Batista and Ryback squaring off center of the ring. Patting each other's bald heads. Gimmick infringement battle, and it's on! Batista with right hands. And Ryback just throws him like a rag doll into the turnbuckles. Ryback looking for a meat hook. Oh, he's
and
out!
Lifted up off the turnbuckle. His face fell off the turnbuckle.
Who did?
Ryback has been eliminated. Un perro. He's un perro. Del Rio. It's my destiny to beat up Dave the Animal. Question, when Del Rio gets excited, why must he touch his man boobs? Just a question. Ryback, very upset. Uh-oh. Batista's got him up. He's got Del Rio up and tosses him over like
and
a sack of potatoes.
He's gone.
Oh, there you go.
Number 27, not magical tonight.
Mm-hmm. Who will be next to last pony? Who will be Apple Fritter?
Is it 28 or
20? I'm telling you now, it's going to be one of three people to be a shot.
It's going to be...
Well, not really a shot.
Wait a minute. Oh, it's Brony Langston. Well, there it is. It is Big E Langston.
Whoa! Number 29.
And a belly-to-belly to Batista.
My God, what a move. Vintage.
Okay.
Oh, my. And a backbreaker. Make it a second.
Double.
They get a triple play on Sheamus. Oh, look at this. Three backbreakers.
Nice.
Sheamus.
Backbreaker.
Clubbering him.
Who's number 30 is going to be a shock if it is.
If it's Triple H, I'm leaving. I really am leaving.
I don't think it'll be Triple H. That's Batista's job.
I think it'll be Triple H.
If Shane's right, he wins. I don't give a damn. He auto wins.
No, we didn't predict it at all.
Don't count here.
Point taken.
Please be Brian.
Please be Brian.
Maybe it'll be Michael Cole. That'll be great.
Oh, God.
Oh, if it's Brian, the roof will go off the place.
Oh, yeah, really.
Oh, yeah.
Truer words yet to be spoken.
And the crowd wants it to be Brian as well.
We want Brian, but they're probably going to get either Triple H or some... Legend, one or two.
And here we go.
6, 5, 4.
Is it Daniel Bryan?
Number 30 is... Oh, it's Booyaka Booyaka.
Hey! Right.
Boo!
Booyaka Booyaka, F my knee up. Booyaka Booyaka, have no limbs.
Is that it? Rey Mysterio.
Yep. Oh. And the crowd boos.
Oh,
wild.
What?
The crowd is angry.
Crowd shitting over this big time. Can't fault him here. Well, remember, we did see Mysterio in the package, so it was after Punk. So now we have to pretty much recap who's left. We got Punk Mysterio. We've got Dave. How you doing, Dave?
All three members of the Shield.
One, well, the Wyatt, Harper. We got Big E Langston, both men, Mysterio and Punk, holding on, and they're back in. We got Cesaro and Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Twilight Velvet is from
the 619, apparently, folks. Not that time. Not that time. Sheamus eliminates Big E Langston. That's the sound of a dejected stat boy.
No, the stream is over. Oh, yeah. He is actually of the internet, actually.
Remember, he's also dejected because his auto win is done.
Hey,
hell of a ride, stat boy.
Why the fuck would you bury Daniel Bryan like this?
Oh, stop it.
It makes no sense.
Stop the pain. He's done. The match he had, he's buried. Come on now.
Dial it up. 619.
He's not buried, and let's not forget Elimination
and
Chamber.
And that didn't.
He dropped kicks. Caught, he's gone.
Ray is gone.
We're down to 8.
Who's gone?
47 minutes for Punk in this match so far.
Who's gone?
Mysterio's gone. All three of the Shield. Honestly, it's looking more and more like Punk versus the Shield as the final four.
So you got Punk, Shield, Batista, Brony Langston. Well,
Sheamus.
And there goes Brony.
God, that was hard.
Look at Ambrose!
Wait a minute!
Ambrose was gonna throw Ray out.
Rollins White's going to do it too!
But Cesaro says, screw you guys, I'm going to try to take all of you out!
Keep going!
Didn't happen, though.
And
now the Shield getting back on Tug. Why are there 3 men out at once?
Rollins! Wow.
Rollins says, F you all!
Rage says F you all. That's 3 elimination. He's now tied with Kane for 11.
But look,
wait a minute. So
Nikki just said, yes, I get my wild card.
Spinebuster!
And so does Verm.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, Sheamus.
We're down to 4.
Who is the 4?
It's Punk.
Rage, it's Punk, Rage, Sheamus, Batista. Sheamus.
Okay, explain what just happened before.
Cesaro was being taken out by... Wait, there's Kane!
Kane from the outside takes out Punk! Good God!
What?
Kane from the outside under the ring, he just came out from the turnbuckle and just took Punk out of the turnbuckle, threw him over the top rope and out!
But that elimination can't stand, he's not an official entrant!
And now he's gonna kill the Spanish announce team, alright!
Wait, was Kane in the Rumble?
He was in the Rumble. He was number 5.
We are down to 3. Batista,
who cares about that?
Sheamus,
because Kane's going to get a choke slam. On the Spanish announce table.
Choke slam.
And Ricardo Kane gets his broken in half.
Spanish announce table dies, yes.
Kane did not like Brad Maddox's tweet. Damn it.
Yes, he did not. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Kane was already eliminated.
Yeah, I know.
He was eliminated.
Remember, Shawn Michaels and it stood.
Okay, Nick says on her. Okay, they've lost me now, unless Reigns wins, which is very unlikely.
They lost me too, because I picked Punk.
There are 3 left in the ring. It's Batista, it's Sheamus, it's Reigns. One of these 3 men is going to...
Where did Sheamus get out?
Sheamus is still in. Oh, where? He was number 17 to come in.
No. You said there's 3. Batista, Reigns, and Punk.
I said Sheamus.
No, Sheamus.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Punk got a little bit... Well, fuck. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, all Reigns needs is one more elimination in order to get... I'm telling you now, it's coming down to Battle of the Spears. Batista versus Reigns.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Roman Reigns right now tied with Kane for the most eliminations in a single Rumble.
And the fans with Punk eliminated are pissed.
Sheamus
going after all comers, and now Batista going after Sheamus. Right hands. The Animal. And now Sheamus coming back with a few rights of his own. Reigns trying to gather the cobwebs while sitting on the mat.
Fans are... Sounds like the fans are shitting on this still.
They are shitting on this. They want refunds and divas. Big slam on Reigns by Batista, who looks more and more like Big Vito. Big boot there from Sheamus. See, I can follow it with three men here. It's much easier.
Celtic.
Uh-oh, look out. Oh! I prefer to call that Rolling Thunder, even though I know it's not. Anyway. And we have a sign. Batista sucks. Thank you.
Oh, look. Sign point.
Sign at the point. Floor release. I'm marking that off on my bingo card. There we go.
To who pointed?
That would be Sheamus.
Sheamus.
That means he ain't going.
Broke.
Looking for a broke kick on Dave. He's just Dave to me, folks.
Broke kicking speed.
Swing and a miss.
Nope. Didn't get caught up, though.
But Dave just fell on his dorsal side. Stuck in the clothesline. Kick the midsection by Batista. Uh-oh. Batista bomb. Uh-oh.
Sit down or his
right counter.
Up.
Trying to backdrop Sheamus.
And Sheamus, skin the cat.
But Ray knocks him off.
Spear! That's 12!
Look out from behind Batista.
Oh, wait, here comes Batista.
I told you, I called it.
No.
Yes!
No!
We're down to two. It's Reigns and it's Dave. And we know what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't. We can't build the drama.
But Reigns has the new record.
Reigns is at new record at 12.
It's either going to be Big Vito or Roman. Let's see.
And the crowd is not happy.
Well, the crowd wants Reigns, obviously. But they're still.
But they know they're not going to get it.
Do you believe in the Shield, Dave? They eyeball each other up here. Now let's go. Kick to the midsection. Right hand by Batista, right by Reigns. Right by Batista, right by Reigns. Trading. And now a knee to the midsection by Batista. Sent into the corner. Reigns a clothesline coming out. And the crowd.
Fans are behind Roman Reigns.
You know it.
Battle of the Spears. It's on.
Batista getting to his knees. No, he's not. He's rolling around.
Oh, and to answer an earlier question asked before, those are just really short boots with crappy decoration. Sorry.
There is a Roman Reigns chant at the Console Energy Center. Here he comes! Spear by Batista!
Oh, spear! Batista with a spear to Reigns!
And the crowd shits on it like they just ate meatloaf.
Perfect.
Okay. Wow.
Thumbs up? No. And spear my phrase! Spear.
Crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
Crap, why was Reigns holding his leg go off that
shit,
spear?
Reigns with a tentative look to the WrestleMania side.
Here we go, he's trying to throw him over. Reversal! Reigns is gone! Batista's done it!
Batista!
Boom!
Damn it.
Crowd
Let me guess.
Dave is
There's
going to WrestleMania. Proving you too can have a movie and get in anyway.
Okay.
Holy shit.
And let's, do you want me to go ahead and do something?
Oh, you
something
want to give
I haven't
us numbers.
Done in a very long while.
I will take the belt off.
Yep, and you will put it away because you're not getting it back, unfortunately. At the bottom of the pile with 2 points is Nikki, Brian, Forth, and Tyler. In the pile with 3 points is Josh, myself, what a surprise, Carl, Jason, Ethan, and Verm. And your winners and co-champions with 4 points each, Chris Waters and Shane Beamon.
Hey!
Wait, I don't think my name was said.
Did I miss? Yeah, you're in the pile with 2.
Thank you.
Aww.
So I told you, I was dead tied for last.
The crowd has turned on WWE booking. Yes, they have.
Yes, because friggin' majority of the night it was heels winning, and Batista won
and
the
not
fucking
Daniel
Rumble.
Bryan.
Not exactly the most unpredictable Rumble known to man.
Oh, Nikki's on. Hold on.
Incoming.
Oh, hold on, no. Just a minute.
Hold on.
Is about
bring
to be
in
dropped.
The queen.
Yes, please bring it. She goes, let me in the sky. Bring her in. Bring in
this
the head.
This is going to be fun.
Yes, bring in.
Send in the clouds.
We said Brock smash? No, Nikki smash.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, bring her in, Jason.
You got it. Nikki smash.
So, Nikki Haman, read any good books lately?
Scream, it's okay.
No, I'm going to make myself feel better. And the winner of the 2014 Royal Rumble, Flitter!
Flitter! All hail Flitter.
For the record, Nikki, you will appreciate this, Nikki. I've been referencing the ponies throughout.
Excellent.
Okay, so Nikki, I'm sort of hosting this sort of thing. What did you think? Why do you think they did not change the booking on the fly? Do you think the WWE, we'll talk about this more on Friday's show, but why do you think the WWE booking was so stagnant and inflexible is the better word?
Well, in this particular case, it could go down
Pyro.
To... This is one, this was one of the perks that Dave wanted to come back to win another Rumble. If Brian wasn't 100% from his concussion, although him and Wyatt put on a hell of a match.
That was match of the year material at this early stage of the game.
Do you agree?
But they've set it up now. Think about this. Remember what the other plan was for Brian if he wasn't going to be in the title picture.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
We are getting, it looks like we're getting Cena Wyatt.
Right.
I want, personally, Batista Ryback.
Okay.
When I saw that in the Rumble, I was like, "Ooh, I will. You can take my money for that."
But the thing is, do you think the fans are really going to? I mean, we all know the IWC is going to go nuts. We all know this. But do you think the casual fan will be upset too or not?
Some casual fans are going to be upset given the size of the reactions that Daniel Bryan has been getting. Actually, we should be more pissed at the fact that the show ended 15 minutes early.
Okay.
Some casual fans are going to be upset because Brian has a lot of backup, is really well backed, even in the audience.
And I can take from what we're told, Vince McMahon loves him.
What's that?
From what I'm told, Vince McMahon loves him.
Daniel Bryan?
Yes.
Well,
that's why they're eschewing his title shot here for about with the dead man.
Fair trade at this point.
That might as well be a title shot for Brian. Okay. If it does get to Brian Undertaker, that might as well be a title shot.
Yeah. I think I would take that over the title shot at this point.
It's more prestige.
I just don't want to see Orton Batista personally.
I don't either. And
I don't think anyone does.
No.
And Batista's going to get booed wherever he's going to be tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear the Daniel Bryan chants all over the place.
They're going to be even louder now.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, here is the, if you'd like, I have the full casualty list.
Oh, God, go for it.
So, Roman Reigns takes out Seth Rollins, Kofi Kingston, Goldust, Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, Kevin Nash, The Great Khali, Sheamus, El Torito, Antonio Cesaro, Luke Harper, JBL.
And JBL is a doofus.
I'm just saying to you right now that it is okay. I have to ask, is Vince that stupid?
No.
There's a method to his madness. It's long, it's drawn out, but there's a method.
Okay.
Where does this put you, Step Boy, on your long range thing?
It's killed. Killed, killed, killed.
Hence when Mysterio came out, we heard an audible, oh, fudge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not going to that section of the boards for a while.
Oh,
yeah, boy. WWE current is unfortunately no man's land.
I've got to.
I'm not going to that section of Pittsburgh anytime soon.
Statboy, aren't you? You're not a mod.
Yes, I am.
Well, then go break it up.
Typho's a mod, too.
And so is Trista, but the problem is neither one of those seem to be on much anymore.
Well, DJ was at the event himself.
Hopefully we'll have him on Friday to give us a little at the guardrail from it.
Working on it.
By the way, I wonder what Efson is thinking on the boards right now.
Do I even want to look?
Your screen's gonna melt.
No. This is the other section of the board, the nice section.
Happy.
So we think.
Ooh, Mick Foley tweets. Does at WWE actually hate their own audience? I've never been so disgusted with a pay-per-view.
Woo!
He was supposed to throw a brick through his television. He's too cheap to do it. I want to see it.
His television.
Well, when you have Batista, I'm explaining it to my father who just walked in. When you have Batista winning the Rumble, when you have Daniel Bryan not even be in the Rumble match at all, the crowd chanting for it and him losing to the Wyatts in the match of the year, I can understand why people are upset. So,
and this is why I'm upset.
Why are you upset? Well, oh, shoot.
Exactly why you explain.
Towels, please. Towels, please. Don't ask.
Okay. Oops. I'm guessing water all over the floor.
All over me.
Oh.
Mm.
But yeah, it's...
But it's not on the electrical stuff.
It's one of those situations.
It's just me.
Yes, Bryan had a great match, but the problem is most of us were looking for some sort of redemption song after what Triple H did to him back at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
What Orton has done to him since. There was no redemption song.
Right, exactly.
There is, but like, so many people have had a go at me about this, but this has to be Bryan's redemption song, and fans can get as mad as me as they want about it, but Daniel Bryan versus The Undertaker, WrestleMania 30, Daniel Bryan beats The Streak. Redemption done. Ultimate Torch passed.
Not.
Thank you. Good night.
While you are mostly correct, you're not completely correct. Completely correct would be Daniel Bryan beating the holy hell out of Triple H and then getting Orton's title.
Not necessarily, because if you think about it,
Daniel Bryan... I'm going to get off of here. I'll talk to you later on.
Yeah. Well, think of this. Think of this. We still have a chamber. And there is no other title to go after now. So, will we see either a title match or a third man number one contenders match?
By
or
the,
a WWE World Heavyweight Championship match in the chamber itself, since we're only
That's what I do honestly see. It's probably going to happen with Cena, Batista, Orton, Daniel Bryan,
Sheamus,
and probably another heel.
Some redux from what happened towards the end of the Rumble. Some of the tweets are just hilarious. At Team Louie, known as It's Louie on here, Rey Mysterio holds the real record for most eliminations. He eliminated the entire crowd's interest.
Note, Team Louie, if I'm not mistaken, used to be part of the accountability
Bryan
grip.
Tweets. Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay.
They can't. They try to keep us down, us in capital in capitals, and away from the top spots. But they can't ignore the reactions forever. Keep voicing your opinions. Hashtag Yes Movement.
Bingo.
And there's the fire.
What do you mean?
Well, actually, there's the spark. The fire's about to go.
Oh, it won't take long.
Cleveland, you might want to go and get yourself some fire insurance, because you're going to need it. And Toledo, dittos.
Excuse me. Those are the next two live events.
Yep.
That is Raw and SmackDown.
Gonna be interesting.
All 90.
Gonna be interesting.
Oh, dear God, they're going along 990 in sub-zero weather.
Give me I could use the shield right now, because I'm going to brave the waters of WWE current.
Uh-oh. We're still recording.
You're a braver man than I, Aaron.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, Mr. Belding tweets.
Hey.
Dennis Haskins, who, by the way, has a very entertaining Twitter.
He's awesome.
Okay. So most of you wanted Daniel Bryan. He's great, but it was more imports to put Roman Reigns over and have Dave Batista win. Sorry.
You got half of that right.
Half right.
Definitely putting over Roman Reigns. What?
Give me my wild card.
I did.
Okay.
You got it, because I've already given out the results. The wild cards, there's quite a few right. Nikki, myself, Chris Waters, DJ, Ethan, VRM, and Shane all got wild cards correct. The Wyatt family did interfere on behalf of Orton. Kofi did another crazy spot or two in the Rumble, Kofi being Kofi. Fella was in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Reigns did eliminate another Shield member. He eliminated both Shield members, which means, that's a VRM, and then Nikki got it right. So the final results for you, Nikki, unfortunately, you tied for last, but it's a ton of piling. Because, as I mentioned earlier, Nikki, Brian, Forth, Jim, and Tyler all finished dead last with 2 points. Yeah, it was that bad. Then myself, Carl, Jason, Ethan, and VRM all got 3 points. And the current Fizzleweight champions are Chris and Shane with 4. CM Waters and Shane, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Okay.
And wait a minute, did I get everyone? Yeah. There was only 2 people who got the Royal Rumble winner correct. Unfortunately, both of them only got 3 points.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. What the?
Well, it is a thing. Everyone here would have gotten more points had WWE not done something so stupid. I mean, the Bray Wyatt Daniel Bryan match was excellent.
Match of the year candidate.
Yeah,
match of the year bar none. The Orton. There were 2 face palm moments of the year from this crowd. Through the world title match, chanting "We want Divas," and then the other face palm moment of the year was when Billy Bitchcake beats Cody Rhodes. Like, why? Oh, why?
Well, because...
No. Shane, you missed one.
What was the third one I missed?
Ray.
Oh, yes, Rey Mysterio coming out as number friggin' 30, when number 30 for the past many years has been a surprise entrant, like someone returning from injury, or just someone with, like, high-class caliber. No offense, great.
I would love to hear how they're going to fix this in post-production for the release of the DVD.
They're not going.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're going to do a lot of doctoring to the chants and the Cena Orton match, including the "This is awful" chant.
This is awful. We want refunds. We want divas.
You both suck.
Boring.
By the way, last night I've ventured into WWE current territory. I found this first post. The all-purpose Royal Rumble / Daniel Bryan thread from Disco Stew.
Oh, yep. Jesus.
Okay.
Who is a moderator over here on the Freakin' Awesome Network.
Yeah, he's a global mod. Okay, folks, here's the deal. We referenced this in the Rumble spoiler thread, but it needs to be mentioned on an entirely different level. Over the past week, emotions have been running at an all-time high when it comes to Daniel Bryan and his role in the Rumble. Several threads have been made and even more comments have been posted about Daniel Bryan's lack of involvement in the Rumble. Many of you have expressed your displeasure of him not being in the Rumble, with some of you seeing it as a sign he is being misused and won't be in the main event of WrestleMania. Parentheses, never mind that it's still 2 months away and there are other methods of getting into the WWE Championship match. On several occasions, things have got heated and mods had to step in to advise members to calm down. What really stands out is that a lot of this has been happening well before the Rumble pay-per-view even aired, and there has not been any proof that Daniel Bryan is or isn't in the Rumble. Unfortunately, things have gotten to the point precautions are now necessary. Several of us moderators briefly discussed the situation, and we agreed that any discussion related to Daniel Bryan's actual involvement in the Rumble and its aftermath will be limited to this thread. And considering all that has happened this past week, as well as all of your strong support for him, we cannot stress enough that all of you remain civil in the event Daniel Bryan is improperly eliminated or doesn't participate at all. While you are certainly allowed to express frustration, you are not to flame anyone. You are not to flame bait. Do not mock or chastise your fellow members of fan, and do not make threat or wish harm on anyone here or who is associated with WWE. Mm. These rules also apply to non-fans of Daniel Bryan. It's fine if you are glad if he doesn't enter the Rumble, but do not rub it in everyone's face. You may feel free to begin threads about any other WWE superstar match or topic. However, anything related to Daniel Bryan and his role in the Rumble must be kept here. If other threads pop up, they will be merged with this one or outright deleted if necessary. Do not take this as an insult. The moderators have no problem with your support of Daniel Bryan, and many of us are fans as well. We just need to make sure things remain peaceful in the event of the worst-case scenario. So on that note, we hope you all enjoy the Royal Rumble.
Good Lord almighty.
Well, God,
well, you know what? Good luck. Ain't gonna happen. Okay.
Yeah, because,
considering what I'm seeing, but wow, things are blowing up.
Yeah, Miss Heyman, you got your wish. Someone actually ventured to the waters of Pittsburgh, and holy shit. Pittsburgh is blowing up about the Royal Rumble, so good luck with trying to control that fire.
Good night. Uh-oh.
Okay, I have a...
Are we talking full-scale riot?
Well, according to Mr. Gene Aguilera, Pittsburgh are blowing up about the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
They're pissed.
Well, he's full of hyperbole, so we take it at face value.
By the way, WWE Creative Humor tweets, a moment of silence in honor of the WWE audio technician who will have to redub the crowd for this match.
Yep.
For the DVD release.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Well, let's see. I got a text from somebody here. There's absolutely no way they can fix the amount of boos that were in the audio for the DVD or anything. They shit all over that show.
DJ,
point that if Brian is not the main event in the main event or is champion, people will stop. And I mean will stop watching.
I hate to say it, but I'm going to be shuddering to see what the ratings are tomorrow night.
It'll be high.
No question. No question it'll be high because people will want to tune in to see where will this lead to.
The thing is, though, I'm betting we're still going to see ratings down from this last week. A 3.5,
well, that's
2, I believe.
Well, we have 5.
It's going to be a 3.1, 3.2.
Well,
it's going to be barely above average.
Oh, that's to be expected.
Well, people are going to tune in.
Now what?
Just my last comment before I go. People will tune into Raw because they're going to want to see what the turnabout's going to be for build from Roman Reigns eliminating two of his Shield members.
Mm-hmm.
The turnabout with Wyatt and Cena. And also because there have been a lot of talks of people possibly making appearances on the Royal Rumble after Raw. Raw after Royal Rumble.
Right.
Sorry. So everyone's going to be tuning in to see if they get that and what they're going to do to make up for this. I'm not going to say shitty because it had match of the night.
Yeah, match of the year at this point. Yeah.
This average Rumble.
I think that's the right way to put it.
Tweet from a super fan.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
This can't end well.
Skinny John, a.k.a. at WWE's biggest fan. I will love the WWE until the day I die. However, the mistakes that were made tonight and going forward are completely mind-numbing.
Oh, boy.
So apparently WrestleMania 30 is going to suck. Cena versus Wyatt. Are you kidding me? That's unreal. The company has lost its mind.
This crowd.
Okay.
Sigh.
Can I backstep there?
Oh, excuse me. I've got a great picture for you people.
Okay.
Okay.
Bring it.
Okay. Whoops. Sorry. Just hold on.
Well, as you get the picture sent to us, let me just say, Skinny John, you said it was?
Yeah.
It's like, John Glick.
He doesn't.
John Glick.
All right. If he really thinks that Cena versus Wyatt is bad, he doesn't get it. You're putting Bray Wyatt up against the face of the real face of the company. Does that not show you what they think of the man? Just saying.
Yeah, there are positives to this. There are, but not the one we want.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I wish we still had Shane in here. Oh.
If you think WWE really cares about your thoughts on the Rumble, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Great.
Oh, God. That is priceless.
Wow.
Yes.
We need more bad news, Baron, in this world. But no, getting back to the point, I have no problem with Cena versus Wyatt if we go down that road, which it looks like we're going to. Because, quite frankly, well, we all know Super Cena is going to win in the end. That train's never late for a WrestleMania. But it's all about status and rank. That means the Wyatt gimmick is over. And over in a good way.
Exactly. You have to see the positives in this.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not bothered that Bryan wasn't in the Rumble.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I'm bothered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm underwhelmed with Ray being number 30.
Me too. I had heard that Evan Bourne was on the short list of surprise entrants, but surprise, he didn't come out.
Excuse me. No Jake, no Jericho,
I told you Jake wasn't coming, and I wasn't sure about Jericho.
You know, I'm starting to get really worried that Evan Bourne's no longer going to be part of the company here before too much longer.
I mean, when's the last time he wrestled in this company?
It's been about a year and a half plus now.
He's gone.
He last wrestled in June 2012.
He's gone. There's, if he doesn't show up on a match, even if it's freaking, superstars, or a dark match.
It is just dark.
If he doesn't wrestle a dark match by March 1, he's gone.
Yeah.
There's not. Why would you keep him?
They just need to release him.
Why would you keep him at that point? I'm sorry. Yeah. And I mean that as no disrespect to the man, because when he's in the ring, he electrifies. But they obviously don't want to go that route. So, anyway, so a lot of opinions.
Yeah, you know what, Jim? Yeah. We're going to wrap this up here, at least from the recording side.
Yeah, because
I think we're going to stay here and talk.
We're going to stay here and talk a bit more afterwards, and be listening to the NAWC this coming weekend. Re-listen to the podcast leading up to the Rumble, which is up on WrestleChat.net and CLW83.com, because damn, that was fun. You know, you'll hear all our picks and how most of them sucked. We mentioned this when we were going over the pick-ems compared to last year. Hey, WWE, at least you're not predictable on this pay-per-view. You got to give them that much. Except for
I'll give them that, but I will sum it up with the crowd.
Ew.
This is awful.
Okay. So for Nikki Heyman, VRM, Statboy Josh Henniger, Ethan Muslin, who is a minion, Jason Block, who wears Don Cherry's floral suits. I'm Jim Williams. Thanks for listening in, and we'll see you on futility.com or something. We'll see you, folks. So long.